Today's topic is on evangelism through faith versus facts. Many of my Christian peers focus on evidence that God exists, that Christ lived a perfect life, died, and rose again so that we could have a pathway to salvation, and that the Bible is God's inerrant resource for the Christian life on earth and the life to come in heaven. Of course, I don't fault other Christians for their good intentions and efforts in expressing God's truth. After all, I came to Christ from a position of exploring the facts, particularly focused on the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus from the grave. At the age of 32, my final watershed moment was when I decided the most logical answer to his return to life after the crucifixion was his divinity. However, even though I came to Christ through apologetics, I think it's more honest to talk and write to the lost by cutting through all of the head knowledge, which includes their factual challenges to Christianity, and just admit that salvation is not about facts, it's about faith. Only for the true seeker who is being drawn by Christ to the cross is there an open mind for facts. Even the scriptures acknowledge it. Hebrews 1:11, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. In responding to a reader on the subject of science versus religion, he made the point that, quote, mankind understandably sees science as pragmatic by fulfilling the promise of satisfying curiosity with concrete and actionable knowledge. My response was to confirm that clearly humanity is stuck on itself to learn, experience, and grow in the knowledge of the universe based on our own efforts. Often we benefit tremendously from the scientific method. Sometimes, however, we do get sidetracked and lost in our own myopic self-confirming beliefs. Examples would be those times people believed in flat earth and spontaneous generation of maggots from rotten meat, both agreed to by the scientific community at the time. The reality is that if one does not believe in the supernatural, religion, they are left with only the natural, science, to explain the world and everything in it. Of course, the problem with science is that it's fluid, and so even our foundational theories can fluctuate. Interestingly, this flexibility resulting from scientific achievements leaks into unusual areas such as changes in cultural morality. For example, transgender surgery, in vitro fertilization, abortion pill, COVID vax, artificial intelligence, and even TikTok software, to name just a few advancements in science that have raised new questions on our moral behavior. So a biblical faith-based response. Biblical Christians may have to set human logic, facts, and evidence aside when defending our views on theology with the lost. Believers who try and force-fit current scientific theories into or against biblical principles can become evidence-based doomed, trying to force-fit a round peg, biblical evidence, into a square hole, the scientific method. When we speak on contemporary issues such as pro-life from the womb, complementarianism, marriage between a man and a woman, or theological issues such as creationism versus evolution, the existence of hell, sin, a loving God versus judgment, and so forth, logic, science, evidence, facts, etc., often need to take a back seat to the reality that our beliefs do not come from head knowledge, but instead from heart knowledge, faith. Hebrews 11:6, and without faith, it's impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Understandably, Christians are compelled to prove God both exists and loves us based on tangible facts. At 30, I thought Christians were blind, stupid, and desperate for a false belief in a better future after death. Perhaps as a committed atheist, a simple statement from Christian evangelists, that faith, not facts, drove their ultimate decision to follow Christ, might have gone over better with me. Today at 71, being a Christian for almost 40 years, I do still remember when believers tried to convince me with facts that God was both real and that he loved me. These evangelists did not get my attention as I was totally lost as an unbeliever. However, much later as a seeker, drawn by Christ to his truth, I opened my mind with a willingness to explore the Bible from an objective standpoint, facts, and became a born-again Christian as God dragged me, kicking and screaming, to the cross. Faith. God bless you as you serve him today.